This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Vermont is tied with Massachusetts for the lowest rate of uninsured residents in the country. But success might be coming at a high price. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, an unexpected spike in Medicaid costs has put the program under new scrutiny.
It's been less than 3 months since the start of the state fiscal year, but analysts say it already looks like Medicaid costs could come in as much as $60 million over budget. The picture for next year isn't any rosier. Neither the legislature nor the Shulman administration has offered any hard projections yet, but officials familiar with the situation say unanticipated increases in Medicaid expenses could end up doubling the $50 to $70 million budget gap already looming in the fiscal year 2017 budget.
So this issue has really grown to something that is unmanageable from the state's financial portfolio.
That's House Minority Leader Don Turner. Turner is one of many lawmakers trying to figure out why Medicaid costs are coming in so much higher than budget writers anticipated just a few short months ago. The Affordable Care Act expanded Medicaid eligibility by raising income levels needed to qualify for the program. Governor Peter Shumlin and Democratic lawmakers seized on the federal legislation to bring thousands of new Vermonters onto the Medicaid rolls. Here's South Hero Representative Mitzi Johnson, the Democratic chairwoman of the House Committee on Appropriations.
It's stressful budget news, but it means that more people are covered. More people have health care, and that's been a goal all along.
Achieving that goal, however, looks to have had a higher price tag than lawmakers might have thought. And enrollment increases in the state Medicaid program last year came in 8% higher than analysts predicted. Over the last 5 years, more than 30,000 Vermonters have come onto Medicaid, which now provides health insurance to nearly one in every three people in the state. Caledonia Senator Jane Kitchell is the Democratic chairwoman of the Senate Committee on Appropriations. She says lawmakers haven't been able to pinpoint what elements of the Medicaid program are responsible for the unexpected fiscal pressures.
It's really important that we start looking at Medicaid, that we start breaking it down and really understand where the trends are, where that growth is occurring, how it looks relative to projections, to try to get a better handle on what's driving it.
The program costs about $1.5 billion annually, and the costs are split roughly evenly between the state and federal government. Minority Leader Turner says that to him, common sense dictates the source of the unexpected cost increases.
And I've got to believe that there's a correlation between adding thousands of new people to Medicaid and the increased cost.
But Stephen Costantino, commissioner of the department that oversees Medicaid spending, says it's not just about adding people to the program.
As you add an individual, is the cost per individual going up as well?
And Costantino says it's going to take a more granular analysis, one he says is now underway, to figure out exactly why costs are rising. Technological snafus earlier this year resulted in mass enrollment processes that bypassed traditional eligibility checks. Turner thinks that as a result, taxpayers are footing the bill for Medicaid enrollees that make too much money to qualify for the program. Kitchell says it's a valid concern.
And we suspect that we've got a certain number of people that are in that Medicaid bucket that no longer are eligible, and we need to get them reviewed.
In the long term, Kitchell and Costantino say the key to fiscal sustainability will have as much to do with how many people are on Medicaid as it does with fixing the flawed way in which healthcare providers are paid to treat them. The state is in the midst of payment reforms that attempt to compensate providers for the quality of care rather than the volume of services provided.
And as we replace fee-for-service to more of these other models, I think it makes Medicaid programs in the future more sustainable.
Turner says he plans to ask the Green Mountain Care Board, which oversees virtually all aspects of healthcare in the state, to undertake a rigorous review of the state's Medicaid program. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.